What's your project called and what is it all about?
Our project is managing multilingual content with WordPress multisite, and basically it's to reduce the technical complexity of multisite and make it more available for everyone. So the normal user, not a technical engineer or developer, should be able to set up multisite and then manage its content, which is in multiple languages, basically.
Multisite mode in WordPress has been there for since 3.0 in WordPress Core, basically forever, and it's always been quite hard to deal with. So I think I have a slide deck about multisite, and the first slide is, don't do it. Get out of here. So this is what you're trying to solve, right?
Kind of, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's really hard because you need to edit multiple files like the wp-config, hd-access, server configuration maybe. So that's quite hard to do for a normal user, especially when you don't have access to the hosting environment, to the file system. So our goal is to make it easy as possible, just have a button in the backend, convert single site to multi-site, and here we go. And then based on that, that's the starting point. And if we solve that, then the rest is not easy, but we can start from there, right? We can set up new languages, new sites, the backend easier to manage for the users. And it also includes updating the documentation. So the awareness of multi-site, it's not really there. So yeah, we need to teach the people basically.
Multi-language is in the title. Why does that matter for languages?
I guess it matters if you have a lot of content and a lot of languages, and so you have a lot of posts translated into multiple languages, and you have maybe even editorial teams, so users who should only access a specific language, and multi-site is a way to manage that. So you have the separation, you have user accounts, you can define what role does a user have in a specific site or language context, do they have access at all? And then you have clear separation for the content. So if for some reason you want to move out one language, you can do that because you only have content in that language, and content is posts and pages, but also terms, anything that you can see on the front end or for administration on the back end. If you think about users, there's meta information. For example, an author might have a biography. You want to be able to translate that. So it is about managing, administering multilingual content, but also, of course, performance. Yeah, those are, I guess, two primary reasons.
What's your goal for this hackathon? Because it seems to be this is going to be a project that will continue after this weekend. So yeah, where do you hope to end up after the hackathon, or by the end of the hackathon?
Yeah, that's true. So multilingual for WordPress Core is phase 4. And we are at the beginning of phase 3. So it's really just conceptual at the moment. And our main goal was really to have a group of diverse people ask all the questions how have you used multisite? What was easy and what is not? And why do not more people use it? What problems do we need to solve, or hurdles do we need to lower or really move out of the way? So we have done a lot of talking, a lot of writing documentation. And we are we would like to have a proof of concepts click dummy, maybe even code projects. But yeah, the plan was really to kick start this idea. And we also are thinking about writing a proposal for the make block for the wider WordPress ecosystem to just get awareness, buy-in, and of course people telling us what could all go wrong and why that's a bad idea. So yeah, just start that and try and keep momentum.
Mm-hmm. As an avid user of WordPress multisite, I mean, literally, this recording will be published on a multisite. I'm really looking forward to that, and I hope this goes a long way to improve the experience. Thank you so much.
Thank you as well.